The federal government recently informed a housing organization in Dutchess County that it will cut funding for a program that serves homeless veterans by the end of September. The surprise announcement is prompting local officials to band together for a solution. On Tuesday, two members of Congress from New York asked the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary to reverse the decision. The Veterans Affairs Department notified Poughkeepsie-based Hudson River Housing at the beginning of September that it would not fund the organization's homeless veterans program that works with people throughout Dutchess County. Now, in a September 19th letter to Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney say that cutting this funding breaks a promise to care for veterans, especially the most vulnerable. The letter asked the secretary to do the right thing, as the Democrats put it, to reverse the decision.
We're shocked and devastated.
Krista Hines is executive director of Hudson River Housing. She says the VA has funded the program since its inception in 2012 in about the same amount, and the program has served more than 458 homeless or at-risk veteran families.
And we've had a great rapport and relationship with the VA. They've been very supportive. We've actually received awards for our program. So we're shocked that they would just pull this funding 2 weeks before it was expected to renew without any warning and without any reason.
She says Hudson River Housing has 30 open cases of homeless veterans with about 10 new cases each month. Hines is committed to keeping the program going.
It's going to be difficult, you know, definitely, if we don't receive any private support or government support. It's going to be very hard. So we can't make long-term promises. But we're going to be working really hard, and we're not turning anyone away at this point or closing cases or anything. Really, quite the contrary. We're reaffirming our commitment to serve our veterans.
A Veterans Affairs spokesperson could not be reached. The funding, totaling just more than $500,000 for the current fiscal year, enables Hudson River Housing to provide services for homeless veterans and their families, as well as those at imminent risk of homelessness. Additionally, five full-time staff members, two of whom are veterans, are funded through the Supportive Services for Veteran Families grant. Republican Congressman John Faso sent a letter September 13th to the director of the SSVF program within Veterans Affairs asking for funding to continue. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro sent a letter September 14th to the same program director, asking for the VA to reverse its decision.
It is absurd to have canceled the grant, and it is egregious to have done so with such short notice, putting the organization, its employees, and the veterans they serve at risk, not enabling a transition to any other program or any other funding. We'll continue to advocate, and Dutchess County has requested a 12-month extension of the current funding. There are, however, alternate opportunities that we're going to work with Hudson River Housing and the local veterans community to try to investigate and consider.
One such alternative might be working with Westchester Community Opportunity Program in some capacity. Republican State Senator Sue Serino, whose district includes parts of Dutchess, says she has been working with Molinaro and the congressional representatives to ensure the program continues.
Oh, it's devastating, Allison. You know, and like I've said, we're being penalized because we do such a great job. I think we have a 98.5% rating as far as helping our veterans, homeless veterans, find housing, find jobs. I have a veterans advisory committee, and one of my guys is actually one of the employees. So he brought it to my attention, and I've known what a great job they're doing.
Congressman Maloney had sent another letter September 13th directly to President Trump, asking him to intervene. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.